This is how we roll.
This is Jamie Little from NASCAR on Fox, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
...720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us is a nearly 15-year veteran motorsport reporter and on Fox, covering the Monster Energy Cup Series and Xfinity Series. She's covered Supercross, X Games, the Indianapolis 500, and we're going to see her on NASCAR Race Hub this week on FS1. The one and only Jamie Little, welcome to WGN.
Hey, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. It's great to see more and more of you as the season gets going. And so you look at the different series, and you've covered all of them over the years. You mentioned Supercross. You mentioned even some of the X Games, not motorsports necessarily, but the kind of sport where you've got to do a lot of descriptive things and kind of share that vision with the viewers, with the listeners. But as you know, growing up, and you've done this for a number of years, your entire professional career on the motorsport side as far as reporting, like, what is your, do you have anything that is your favorite that you've, like, personally participated in? Obviously at the highest level, this is where you want to be, right? You know, Monster Energy Cup and NASCAR, but your thoughts on motorsports as a whole?
Yeah, it's interesting. People always, you know, on the outside looking in, they ask me, well, when are you going to be on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football? And I always tell them, I am doing my Monday Night Football. My goal was to be at the top level of motorsports and covering that because racing is my passion. So I choose not to cover stick and ball sports. This is just my thing. I've found my niche and I've always done it. So I'm at the top level. So, you know, I've covered different things. I would say that getting to cover 11 Indy 500s was the pinnacle of everything I've ever done. I was, gosh, how old? 26, I think, or 25, my first Indy 500 on pit road. I became the first woman to broadcast it as a pit reporter. So that's pretty high on my list. And getting to cover my first Daytona 500 3 years ago was pretty awesome. I actually got to cover both in the same year. So that was awesome. It's going to take a lot to top that.
All right, this week heading into Michigan International Speedway. Jamie, talk a little bit about it. The number of races in the Midwest, I think, are always great. People look forward to them here in Chicagoland. We're going to be kicking off the playoffs in September. But describe a little bit about what makes Michigan different, unique, and kind of special for the drivers.
Well, I believe it's the fastest track on the circuit now. I mean, the speeds those guys are carrying, about 215 miles an hour into turn one, is pretty spectacular to watch. You can actually feel the speed. And the track now, that since it's been repaved, it's actually starting to rubber in a little bit better. And we saw that in the spring when we were there with Fox. The racing is great. It's a young guy's track because you have to be so aggressive and you're so on the edge. And if you flip up for a second, you're in the wall and you hit a ton at that track. So I love going up there. I know fans love to watch it. But the big thing for the manufacturers is it's Detroit. It's right outside of Detroit. It's all about Ford up there and Chevy. It's battle of the brands. So it's definitely bragging rights for the manufacturer that wins there.
It is the kind of home track, and you mentioned it, for the automotive industry. Do they do like extra activations or things for the fans or other reasons that people should get out there and enjoy it just on the car side and the make side?
Yeah, I think at every racetrack, they have this cool fan zone where you can go shopping and buy your favorite memorabilia. You can change tires and see how fast you can be on the air gun and changing a tire, like the pit crews. There's a lot to see. There's driver autograph sessions going on. So there's plenty, and every track does their own things. But Michigan, it's plenty big, lot to see, a lot to do, and it's absolutely beautiful up there.
On the crew side of it, you mentioned the fastest track, and of course, you're trying to make all those adjustments, change tires, fuel, and all that, and as fast as possible. And you've been doing this for a long time. Describe a little bit about how the changes in the kind of the makeup of those crew members. It's not the same as when we saw like a Chocolate Myers in there, you know, it's like a gas man. These are real athletes now, and you see them up close.
They are. They're all-star athletes. I mean, on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s team alone, I mean, these guys were, you know, all-star linebackers for their college teams. Some won championships. I mean, these are big, strong men that had to try out for these positions. They are top-of-the-line athletes. Most of them knew nothing about race cars or racing beforehand, and they came in. Now these guys are making the adjustments on the car, changing tires, adding fuel, and they're doing it at under 12 seconds. So it's really something to watch these guys, to watch them all in sync. It's choreographed. It's like guys in motion. If one thing goes wrong, it's a disaster, and it costs them a few seconds in the pits, and that's a few spots on the racetrack. There's so much more to racing than just watching a car go in circles, and anybody that follows NASCAR understands that. But definitely the pit crew is a big part of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, a little behind the scenes. It's not necessarily up front. Certainly the timing is, but so much more happening. It's one of those things that has changed in the sport and kind of brought it into the future. Some of the things that you guys do, and we love Race Hub, and as I think NASCAR looks to become more things to more people, kind of enlarge the tent, kind of broaden the horizons, is to share some of those great personalities of racing. It's one thing to share the action on the track. Everybody can see that, and you do a great job with that. But talk a little bit about being part of Race Hub. I know you're going to be hosting it. You did it last week. I think you're doing it this week. It's exciting for us as fans to get that insight into the drivers as personalities. I think that is the kind of thing that could be the key to really supercharging the sport to where it needs to be.
Yes, it's all about the personalities. And then you have to have a good product on the racetrack as well. If the racing was a dud and you have great personalities, it's not going to push the needle much. But I think NASCAR right now, the racing is as good as it's ever been. You have close battles everywhere through the field. And then the flip side, we're seeing a transformation in the series. All these young drivers are now coming up and being announced to these big cars. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is being replaced by a 23-year-old. We just found out Kasey Kahne is being replaced by another young gun, a 19-year-old. So we're seeing the face of NASCAR slowly change, and I think it's a great thing. I mean, yes, we're going to miss those big names that have been in the sport, like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart. Those guys will remain part of the sport, but to get to see these young, exciting guys come into the sport, it's something we really haven't seen in NASCAR, because you always see the older-style veterans getting the jobs and the big paychecks. We're seeing a lot of change, and I think that getting these young guys in are bringing a younger demographic into the sport that have never looked at it before. So I think that right now we're hitting on something, and in 2018, it's really going to look different.
Well, it is the future, and I love the new point system, the scoring system. I mean, I agree. It has made like every part of the race exciting, and then hopefully as we get into the playoffs this year, it's going to make every part of the season exciting. There were times years ago, and I'm sure you can remember, where it was kind of a foregone conclusion who was going to win, you know, as we got towards like the third quarter of the season. So this is great. I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the young drivers, the new drivers, and you mentioned it, you know, the action on the track is great. They're obviously talented and capable, but just like any sport, right, you look to your superstars, whether it's in football or baseball or racing, and how do you think that's going to go? Do you think that the public and fans are gonna warm up to these new guys right away, obviously, or do you think there'll be some kind of growing pains as you try to fill those gaps from those famous drivers?
I think there's a little bit of both. You've got the old school fan that's been around and so loyal to NASCAR for so many years. All of a sudden, their favorite driver is going to be gone. So they're in this struggle. And I see it all the time in the last couple of years with Tony Stewart retiring and Jeff Gordon. People are asking me, well, who should I root for now? So I think that there's going to be that time that we want to get those older fans that have stayed in the sport. We want to get them hooked. We want them to love another driver, a younger driver. But at the same time, we have a lot of new fans coming into the sport. And I know firsthand, a guy like Kyle Larson, they didn't know anything about him before. But all of a sudden, they watch this guy on the racetrack. He's aggressive. He makes moves and does things that we're not used to seeing drivers take, because he's all about winning. And he's exciting to watch. And that's a guy you could really get behind. Because, you know, even if he doesn't win, he's going to put on a heck of a show. And a guy like Kyle Busch does that. Love him or hate him, the guy has a ton of fans, and people love to watch him. So I think that seeing these younger guys come in, they take bigger risks because they want to prove themselves. And that's what people want to get behind, is somebody that's exciting to watch. And that doesn't matter if that's in racing or football or basketball.
No, Jamie, I think you're right. I think that the NASCAR fan has become flexible over the years, knowing that the sport is changing and improving, whether it's the scoring system or whether some of the things that they're doing on the Xfinity or the Cup side. It is changing. And I think they're warming up these drivers. You hit on it, because the action on the track and what you do out there definitely matters. It makes all the difference in the world. And I think they can warm up to guys who put on a great show, right, who are out there racing, and some of these new drivers. Kyle Larson, right, you think about it, it's only been a few years, right, and he's already one of the bigger stars. So you can make big stars in no time at all if you deliver on the track. Well, you guys are delivering on Fox. I'm going to let the listeners know, of course, we're talking with Jamie Little from Fox NASCAR. So, Jamie, before we let you go, talk a little bit about where they can see all the cool stuff you're doing and on Race Hub this week.
Yeah, Race Hub Monday and Tuesday, I'll be co-hosting with Adam Alexander, and that show's so much fun. We get great ratings for a reason, because we always have new drivers, different faces, crew chiefs in the studio analyzing what happened and breaking down the race every weekend. You know, we talk about everything that's pertinent in the sport, and there has been a lot of news lately. We definitely haven't been short on news. So at this point, it's the silliest season I've ever seen. So you tune into Race Hub and you get an hour-long fix of everything NASCAR and see what's happening around in the sport.
And Jamie, for you personally, people can keep up with all your adventures and all the things that you are doing and follow you. Where can they go?
Yes, Twitter. That's my number one place. I don't go on Facebook, so you can follow me at Jamie Little TV. And yeah, I try to take you behind the scenes when I'm at the racetrack. So I'll be tweeting some cool photos from there.
Jamie Little, she does it all and has her hand on the pulse of everything racing, including this weekend. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Enjoy you on Fox, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks so much for having me.